This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Monday. Don't you miss it, Chris? I don't know why. Don't shake your head like that. Anyway, we have Liz Wheeler coming up this hour. We're going to talk to her about Maha because I've been doing a lot more fasting. We'll talk about that in a little while. We are going to talk about they're totally going to kill you and steal your organs. Light things like that. We'll do emails. We'll do all kinds of things on the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, before I get to the emails, I wanted to do a couple quick things here. I first wanted to remind you of this, that we are fighting evil. We're not fighting bad. We're fighting evil. And evil doesn't stop. They'll never stop. It has to be defeated. They're not going to quit. They're not going to change their ways. It has to be defeated. For instance, all this DEI stuff that we've been ranting about for ages. Really, the focus on diversity at all. You know, it kills everything. Whenever you decide to start focusing on diversity instead of merit, whatever you're diversifying will die. It will rot away and die. Now, that's not just something you know. The communists know that as well. They get it. They're dumb, but they get that too. They understand that if you're hiring a bunch of air traffic controllers and too many white people pass, so you just fire them en masse and then change the test, they understand that's going to result in people dying, but they're okay with that. They haven't changed their thinking at all. They haven't changed their ways. We have to be constantly vigilant. Joe Biden was dragged out of his chair and had to give a little speech. Still bragging about it.
I appointed the most demographically diverse slate of judges ever in the history of the United States of America. On top of that list, one of the brightest lawyers I've ever met, Ketanji Brown Jackson, the first black woman on the United States Supreme Court.
Keep in mind that Joe Biden announced before Ketanji Brown Jackson that he was only going to pick a woman and a black woman. He, of course, did, which that eliminates how many candidates. It eliminates how many qualified people gone. He did. She now publicly embarrassed herself to the point that committed communist Sonia Sotomayor rebukes her openly for embarrassing everybody, and they're not sorry at all. Not even a little bit sorry. I'll give you another one. This is Colorado Governor Jared Polis. Listen to this.
What's different now? Why are voters unhappy with you?
Well, I would say two things. You know, ultimately, the goal of any political party, hopefully ours, is to win. That means getting the 51%. I hope 55, 58% gives you a little cushion. That means that you have to provide an outlet for people's frustrations from across the ideological spectrum, right?
Did you hear what he just said? How does he view politics? Who's that guy? Hey, Chris, who's that guy on the radio who describes communism as the religion of the malcontent? Who is it? His name starts with a J. Don't shake your head, Chris. Who is Jesse? Jesse Kelly is his name. That's the definition of communism, the religion of the malcontent. Listen to him again. Listen, does he say he wants to make your life better? Wants to lower your costs? Get crime down? No. He understands, Jared Polis does, that he's a communist. He understands the way he can keep power is finding, recruiting, and nourishing more malcontents. And every now and then, they just come right out and say
it. What's different now? Why are voters unhappy with you?
Well, I'd say two things. You know, ultimately, the goal of any political party, hopefully ours, is to win. That means getting the 51%. I hope 55, 58% gives you a little cushion. That means that you have to provide an outlet for people's frustrations from across the ideological spectrum, right?
He doesn't view himself as a servant of the people, as a protector of Colorado or America or anything like that. He's an outlet for your frustrations. Hey, who are you mad at? Elect me, and I'll hurt them for you. That's communism 101. Let's move on. Let's talk about other stuff. I don't want to get to the ugly organ donor stuff because it's just way too dark. We're behind on the emails. Let's do those. Jesse, quote, chess is different from weightlifting. Weightlifting is different from volleyball. But boys are not different from girls. He's talking, of course, about the Rear Admiral Pete Buttigieg and his new talking point because he's running for president. And he's going to be asked a lot about the tranny stuff. Here he was. Remember this from last week?
When President Trump says something like no boys and girls sports, which is a phrase that they use, it sounds like you're not signing on to that.
I think that chess is different from weightlifting, and weightlifting is different from volleyball, and middle school is different from the Olympics. So that's exactly why I think that we shouldn't be grandstanding on this as politicians. We should be empowering communities and organizations and schools to make the right decisions.
You know what he's doing. They're on the wrong side of this. They know. I'm talking about electorally. We'll set aside the morals of all that for a moment. But electorally, they're on the wrong side of this. But they understand the liberal Aunt Peggy's, you know, the beating heart of the Democrat Party, mentally ill women. They will demand more tranny stuff. They will demand that you stay with them on this issue. It's not rational, but if they were rational, they'd be Republicans. So he's going to try to muddy the waters. They're all going to. And honestly, who's more experienced at muddying the waters than Pete? He's going to try to, what? Chris, what? He's going to try to muddy the waters. They're all going to do it. Gavin Newsom, you heard him. I'm not going to go back and play it all again. This is how Democrats are going to answer the men and women's sports question. They have to try to let the demons know I'm on your side, while at the same time not freaking out normie American who doesn't want Trina spiking volleyballs off of his daughter's face. Jesse, add figure skating to your list of approved women in sports, and at the same time probably get dudes. Well, look, you know why women are wonderful at figure skating and horrible at basketball? Because figure skating, it involves grace. I mean, it's such a graceful thing. Now, I don't know much about it, right? I only remember watching the Olympics when I was a kid. And Abel, of course, turned it on because she wants to see the flips and spins and stuff like that. But that's a wonderful sport for women. And I'm not telling women not to play basketball. I just mean, We can't ever acknowledge basic differences between the sexes now, and it's the weirdest thing in the world how all this got twisted up along the way with this poison that we pour into people's minds. You can do anything a man can do. No, you're not. No, you can't. You're a woman. Of course you can't. And a man can't do everything a woman can do either. We are different. We are. And it's fine. It's more than fine. It's wonderful. We're supposed to fit together because we're different. Jesse, I have a bit of a sad story here to share. My cousin's father-in-law was a World War II American Navy vet. He also served as an anti-aircraft gunner. He unfortunately took his own life as he wasn't able to shake the toll from shooting down kamikaze planes. From what I understand, it was the haunting nightmare of the faces on the Japanese kamikaze pilots they shot down. I'm not a vet, but I would guess clearly seeing the face of a pilot whose plane you were shooting down at close range took an anti-aircraft gunner's trauma to another level. It's not just that the planes were crashing into your ships. It's the lack of speed. Like, we don't appreciate how slow these prop planes were back then. These weren't jets. There are talks of pilots smiling at guys as they fly, waving at guys, and guys waving back. You can see them. It's like someone zooming by you in a fast car. You can see them. You can see them clearly. And look, one of those things about World War II, one of those stats no one knows and we don't want to talk about because it's uncomfortable, is over 400,000. You know what that is? Over 400,000 mental casualties in World War II of guys who broke mentally because it was so horrible and it was so brutal, they had to send them home and send them out. And that was a different era. There wasn't social media, and there's much more of a stigma on men, you know, complaining or however they would look at it back then. And a lot of guys came home and suffered. Alcoholism and suicide was very, very, very common. We forget there are a lot of casualties in war that happened after the war, both then and now. Then and now, that's still the case. All right, let's move on. I actually do want to do a few more of these emails. We're going to get to the organ donor stuff, but I first want to talk to you about making meat perfectly every time. How do you do that? How can you do that? How do you ensure that whatever you're cooking will come out perfect? It's all about temperature. Any one of these pitmaster types will tell you, you cook to temperature. You cook to temperature. So how do you do that? Well, you're always opening up your oven and sticking a thermometer in there. Open up the smoker, stick a thermometer in there. You don't have to do that anymore thanks to Chef IQ. The amazing wireless cooking thermometer, you put it in your meat and leave it in your meat. Your phone will tell you when it's done. Keep in mind there are recipes in there. It'll also tell you the temperature of the oven itself. It has everything you need. It'll give you estimates on when it's going to be done. It can handle up to 1,000 degrees. Trust me, you're not going to break it. Go to chefiq.com and use the promo code Jesse. chefiq.com, code Jesse. More emails next.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Monday. We've got Liz Wheeler coming up about 10 minutes from now. I'm going to talk to her about fasting at first. I haven't eaten since lunch, and I feel alive. I'm telling you, I feel a burst of energy right now. It's been 3-4 hours since I've had anything to eat. This fasting stuff is amazing, and I'm going to fast again after dinner. So just, I'll talk to Liz about that in a moment. Now, we have to change our thinking on many things, and we are changing our thinking on many things. But one thing we need more teeth about, believe it or not, is deportations and denaturalizations. Taking away your citizenship and sending you away. I'm going to play you audio It's in Mexican, but I'll translate in a moment. I'm going to play you audio. This is not just an American citizen. This is a member of Congress. Her name's Delia Ramirez. She's a Democrat, of course. She was born to illegals in Chicago, I believe. Born to illegals. And she went down to a summit in Mexico City. While giving a speech at that summit, she got up and she said this.
Decir unas palabras en español porque yo soy guatemalteca con mucho orgullo, primero que soy americana.
That translates to...
Buenas tardes.
No, I'm kidding. No, it doesn't. That translates to, I'm a proud Guatemalan before I'm an American. I know this is going to sound heavy-handed. I realize that, but she should immediately be removed from all of her committee assignments by Mike Johnson. She should immediately be put up for a vote to be removed from Congress. And then she should be stripped of her American citizenship and sent back to Guatemala. Well, she's never lived in Guatemala. That's not my problem at all. We have an American representative. This woman votes. She takes votes that affect your life and my life and the life of your children in Congress, openly declaring, it's not like she whispered it to her mother, openly declaring on stage that her loyalty is to another country before the one where she's in Congress. This has to be stopped. And I'm not calling for the arrest of Democrats who voice opinions I disagree with on any other issue, really, abortion or taxes or whatever. Okay, I got it. You have a bunch of demonic views on things. I get that. If anybody declares their loyalty to be to another country before America, they should be stripped of their citizenship and sent away. Now, if that sounds extreme to you, I would argue that you do not fully understand how deep the rot goes inside of our institutions and how many disloyal foreigners we have on our soil and in positions of power in this country. People with no loyalty to America, people who exist here just so they can loot the place that you and I are trying to protect and save and serve. They are here to pillage the place, and we have got to start being harder on these people because, as we've discussed many times before, they're not going to wake up and change their thinking. It's not like they're going to stop being demons. It's not like they're going to stop being disloyal. It's not like they're just going to wake up and renounce communism tomorrow. That is who they are. Fine, let's deal with them. How do we deal with them? Strip them of citizenship and send them home. Send them away. Immediately. There should be a vote tomorrow. Mike Johnson should be stripping her of committee assignments tomorrow for uttering those words. We can't continue like this. We can't. In fact, we should take her cats and we should send them to a zoo in Denmark. What, Chris? Listen, there's a headline from the AP that a zoo in Denmark is asking for pet donations to feed predators. And they're asking for guinea pigs and rabbits and chickens and things like that. If I may make a suggestion, what about pedophiles? No, Chris, listen, it'll be fine. We take people who hurt children. We throw them into the lion enclosure. We put it on pay-per-view with the proceeds going to the families of the children who were hurt. Chris, why are you shaking your head? Okay, you can have a cut. All right, we'll give you a cut. The proceeds going to the family of the children who were hurt. Everybody wins. What, Chris? What? You're exactly right. This goes along with my gladiator theory that I had forever, where if they brought back the gladiatorial games today, everybody would complain. You wouldn't be able to find a single person on camera who would support it. And if they put it up on pay-per-view, it would shatter every record there ever was. It would shatter every single record. But this, we're not pitting slaves against each other. We take somebody who's less than a worm, that would be a pedophile. We throw him in with the gorillas, and we laugh when they tear off his arm and beat him to death with it. I win. You win. We could have watch parties there. We could have, we would do a Jesse Kelly Show watch party. Oh, look at this one. No way he's going to make it. It would be so much fun. And then look, what we'll do is we'll say, hey, if you survive an hour, you can go free. But then we'll lie. We'll just send him right to the gas chamber after that. What? Just after that, then we just kill him anyway. Everybody wins here. Let's talk to Liz Wheeler next about fasting and other things. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Monday. Chris, I didn't tell you that I've been fasting, doing a fast again. I've fasted almost all morning. All I had was some blueberries and some coffee. That is a fast, Chris. It doesn't mean you have to starve yourself. This isn't Ethiopia. Let's talk to Liz about this. Joining me now, my friend Liz Wheeler of the great Liz Wheeler Show. Liz, not for religious reasons, but have you ever done any fasting? I've been experimenting, and let me tell you, it's tough.
Of all the disgusting combinations, blueberries and coffee.
Liz,
if you were given the choice of any two foods to break your fast, those are the ones you pick. Jesse, my goodness.
Liz, you have to understand that's the fruit that my wife had cleaned. I'm not going to put in an effort and do something else. There was a bowl of blueberries when I opened up the fridge, so that's what I grabbed. It was a simple calculation.
I don't even know how to respond to this. I am just coming off cleaning up a tin of raspberries off the kitchen floor. My toddler, I had opened them up for my younger toddler, and my older toddler reached them, dumped them onto the floor, and so I had to clean them up, and no one got any raspberries. This story's giving me shades of the same experience.
Sorry, Liz. Anyway, let me know if you need any tips on intermittent fasting as I dig into this in detail.
Are you doing intermittent fasting for real?
Oh my gosh, yes. In between meals, I'm not eating. And last night after dinner, I fasted until breakfast this morning. So yes, and I don't know what everyone complains about. I found it to be pretty easy so far.
You are just a real champ. I tell you, a role model for the entire country, a health guru. You should be the king of Maha, it sounds like. Well,
you got to take it seriously. Okay, by the way, on the Maha front, because I know you're one of these weird health freaks like my wife, how are we doing on that front? There was so much promise, and weirdos like you were excited, you know, RFK and healthy and preservatives and things like that. Are we making good strides, or has it been a big dud?
No, we're making tremendous strides. I mean, the task before Bobby Kennedy, when he successfully got Senate confirmation for HHS secretary, which was no small miracle in and of itself, the task before him was daunting. The entire public health establishment, all these agencies, HHS and NIH and CDC and FDA, were 100% populated with deep staters. And deep staters are a little bit different than like Russiagate deep staters. I'm talking big pharma corrupted individuals who don't care about the science, who just want to forcibly vax everybody and poison everybody so that they can prescribe them a pill. So walking in there, it's not something that he could change every policy in the space of a day. We still see how he's trying to be subverted, actually. When he went on vacation, I think it was last week, we got this weird news that the Moderna COVID mRNA vaccine, I should say, specifically had been approved for children. This comes on the heels of about a week before that, the Pfizer mRNA jab had been pulled from the childhood immunization schedule, something that all of us were so ecstatic about.
Mm-hmm.
We were like, that's weird that the Moderna vaccine would be approved for children. And it turns out two rogue employees at the FDA had pushed that approval through while RFK was on vacation. Imagine that kind of subversion on your own team if you're out on vacation. So the amount of progress that RFK has made is tremendous. I mean, it's also incumbent on us not to be naive about, I guess, the speed. I always have unrealistic expectations about how fast these people should be able to accomplish things. And I think that gives them urgency. But at the same time, like knowing that he doesn't get into HHS with an entire team and this clean slate, knowing that there are people trying to subvert him and hide things and destroy evidence and work against him, I think it's incredible what he's been able to accomplish. They've set a new standard, the Kennedy bar, for how they're going to analyze the safety and effectiveness of new drugs and new medical products like vaccine. That's incredible. Something that should have been done 50 years ago. They've, successfully taken food dyes out of a whole host of really unfortunately popular, probably stuff that you eat often, Jesse, candy and all kinds of junk food, the names of which, I'm barely familiar with because I munch on kale as my snack. And they're revamping. I mean, listen, when RFK praises fast food restaurants, some of us in the Maha movement are like, what are you talking about? Encourage kids to have a spinach shake for breakfast. But truly what RFK is doing is not just catering to those who are, in a position of privilege where we're eating spinach shakes for breakfast. He's actually looking at a huge percentage of children in our nation who, for better or for worse, and it's worse, are eating fast food. And he's trying to make that as healthy as possible for them before we have the cultural revolution that says, wait a second, maybe you should be eating actual real food. So all that being said, I think he's doing an incredible job. I do think there's a big red flag with his new CDC director, but I don't put that on him so much as I put that on Senator Bill Cassidy. The original CDC director nominee from President Trump was great, Dr. Dave Weldon. He was a former congressman from the early 1990s who was just following the science, asking, hey, why are we having this uptick in autoimmune diseases? Why do we have ADHD and autism? Why is this epidemic happening? And only two children, mostly young boys, starting in the early 1990s. He asked that question, and because of that, Senator Bill Cassidy and Senator Susan Collins torpedoed Dave Weldon from CDC director. And so President Trump, because he wasn't going to be approved. President Trump pulled his nomination and put a woman by the name of Susan Menares in, who, in my opinion, is a serious red flag. I've never heard her articulate any MAHA views, any health freedom views. She went in front of the Senate for her confirmation hearing and basically defended mRNA vaccines, even for children, and you know, trotted out the pharma vaccine talking points. But otherwise, I would say RFK Jr.'s done a very good job so far.
Speaking with Liz Wheeler of The Liz Wheeler Show. Okay, Liz, the Russia hoax stuff. We find out today Pam Bondi's convening a grand jury. Every day we have Cash Patel or Tulsi Gabbard or someone else dropping another stack of papers in front of us proving what we all know to be true. But that doesn't send people to prison. Does someone actually burn for this?
Yeah, we have this motto on The Liz Wheeler Show that exposing corruption is not real justice. It's the beginning of justice. Real justice is perp walks and jumpsuits. So until we see perp walks and jumpsuits, the reason we voted for President Trump hasn't yet been fulfilled. And that reason is that we are demanding justice for all of these egregious crimes that have been committed against us. When it comes to Russiagate, this should be easy, Jesse. Anyone from Obama, and I know the argument against charging Obama is that he has presidential immunity thanks to President Trump. Well, I don't know if I fully buy that because it's so obvious what kind of crimes he's committed. But John Brennan should be guilty of everything from seditious conspiracy to grand conspiracy to conspiracy to defraud the government, conspiracy to deprive people of rights under the color of law, in addition to, you know, the piddly little perjury charges we hear Pam Bondi trying to come up with for him. This is, I said this on the show last week, and I say this again, Pam Bondi failed big time with her botched rollout of the Epstein files, her subsequent lying, and the general incompetence that she inflicted on President Trump and his administration by the way that she has handled that and continues to handle that. However, she has the chance, not exactly to redeem herself, but I, who've been the loudest critic of her because of her incompetence and the fact that I was the collateral damage and the rollout of her Epstein binders, I will be the loudest voice giving her credit if the Department of Justice, under the helm of Attorney General Pam Bondi, actually charges these criminals with the crimes that they committed and not some measly slap on the wrist where they go to prison for 2 weeks and then end up writing a book where they make $10 million off of the experience. So the answer to your question is, yes, we should see actual perp walks and jumpsuits. Will we? That question is for Pam Bondi to answer, and I don't have a high level of confidence in her.
Yeah, I don't necessarily have a high level of confidence in any of these people, but you never know. I'm not myself right now because I am fasting. She is Liz Wheeler of The Liz Wheeler Show. Go tune in. I do all the time. Liz, you're the best. Thank you, ma'am. Chris, have you ever fasted at all? How long did you fast for? 25 hours? It's nothing. It's no big deal. Did you have any blueberries or anything while you were doing that? No blueberries? I'm just asking, Chris. I'm worried about your health, and so I'm going to start talking more about fasting with you, and because I'm trying to be healthy. Trying to get you healthy, I should say. Everyone knows how healthy I already am. By the way, you know, I had to talk to Pure Talk today. I had this thing, my phone, my old iPhone here. When I plug it in to charge it, it keeps charging and then not charging and charging and not charging. And I thought to myself, well, that's probably a cord, right? Surely the cord is bad. But when every cord is doing the same thing, I think it's pretty much the phone. So I had to get a hold of Pure Talk. And I had the same thought that you had. Oh, here we go. And it spent an hour on hold and then have to talk to beep beep. Nope. Americans. It's so wonderful to talk to an American who speaks English. I think I was on hold for 30 seconds. I get right through. How can I help you, Mr. Kelly? Speaking clear English, understanding clear English, because Pure Talk's been hiring Americans for a long time, not farming everything out to some third world dump where they wipe their butt with their hands. Pure Talk. Switch to Pure Talk, the patriotic company. You don't need Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Dial pound 250 and say Jesse Kelly. Time to switch. Go talk to an American. #250 say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. So thrilled to be back here on a Monday. It's the final segment. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com.
I love you back.
Also, producer Corey's on the hunt for a toothpick right now. And I initially yelled because we had to come back and do some award-winning radio, but it really is a good point that it's brutal to have something stuck in your teeth. And you know what I've started doing? I know this isn't right, and I know it's not Christian, so forgive me, Lord. But if I have a friend or spouse, this goes for Ob too, and if I have something stuck in my teeth and you didn't say anything to me about it, I make a mental note of it, and the next time you have something stuck in your teeth, I don't say anything about it. I will have my revenge. It is human. It's just human manners. It's just politeness to say something to someone. And speaking of toothpicks, I don't know why every restaurant doesn't have them anymore. Many do. Many don't. Is this one of those climate greeny, commie garbage thing? It is. It's wood. What do you? It's a wooden stick. You know what? I'm not going to go into that. We have to talk just for a second before we do an email. Maybe some headlines I didn't get to. This is Queen Maxima of the Netherlands. Don't get excited because her name's awesome. She's an evil witch.
We really work with all our partners to actually help that being, to grow this. And the interesting part of it is that, you know, yes, it is very necessary for financial services.
She's talking about digital ID. Digital ID.
But not only.
Sure.
You know, it's also good for school enrollment. It's also good for health, who actually got a vaccination or not. It's very good to actually to get your subsidies, you know, from the government.
Digital ID is one of those things the evil monsters in this country and around the globe, they have wanted for a very long time. It's not something they've been able to sell to the masses for a very long time. Something to keep in the back of your head, though, is the people wanting to implement digital ID would kill every person on the planet if it gave them another month alive on the planet. They would, every single one of them. There was an article written in the New York Times. This was last week. I didn't get to it. The headline is, "Donor organs are too rare. We need a new definition of death." And you can use your imagination. Here's one of the lines in it. Quote, "We need to figure out how to obtain more healthy organs from donors while maintaining strict ethical standards." He essentially wants, I don't know, a panel, a judge, somebody to determine whether or not you should be allowed to live longer because other people want your organs. Not only did someone sit down and pen this article, the New York Times published this article. There are monsters in positions of power in this planet. And the worst thing is, almost all of them think they're the good guy. They think they're the good guy, and they will do unimaginable harm. We have to be ever vigilant, and we have to remember evil people abound all over this place.
Can I get away?
Chris, I've been missing the dome sound bites. I can't help it. There's just something about dome that I've always loved. Handsome, huge-handed Shogun. Your kamikaze history lesson was superb, although asking you to research history is like asking a fat chick to research chocolate cake. Your take on it is, of course, superior to anything I've ever heard or thought about the kamikaze. I'm anxiously awaiting my first opportunity to share this information and pass it off as my own. I love a Howard Dean. Her name is Katie. That was last Monday and Tuesday. Last week, Monday and Tuesday, that's when we did the kamikaze history. And yes, I guess I shouldn't necessarily consider it research. It took me several weeks to read everything I wanted to read and watch all the things on the kamikaze stuff to get ready for that. And you know, I've told you before, Ob and the boys make fun of me for what a history nerd I am. Luke walks in on me, and I'm watching a documentary. It was about the Pacific War, but I was watching the kamikaze part. And he walks in and says, "Really, Dad?" And I said, "I'm working. What are you talking about? I'm not even doing this for fun. I'm working." And he just rolled his eyes and smirked and turned around and walked out. It really is amazing that you let me do whatever I love. And that's my job now. That's crazy. Isn't it wild? It's crazy. What a wild, wild life. It's almost as wild as living with pain when you don't have to. That's crazy. You shouldn't sit and suffer from a sore back all the time. Chronic pain. What hurts you all the time? Do you ignore it? Do you take things to mask it, which you know are terrible for you, of course? What if you could get to the root of that problem without drugs? 100% drug-free. What if you could turn down or maybe even turn off the pain in your life without a single drug? Get your life back and try some relief factor for the pain that holds you back. The pain that holds you back from going on a walk with your wife. The pain that holds you back from cooking the way you used to cook, ladies. The pain that holds you back doesn't have to be permanent because Relief Factor is there. Try it for 3 weeks. If it doesn't work, just don't order it again. $19.95, all the money you've spent on pain pills. You think $19.95 might be worth a shot? ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF.
And now,
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Harvard under House probe for close ties with the Chinese Communist Party entities. It is sad how easy China found a backdoor into our country through our university system. An all-too-willing partner was our university system. Iran says the U.S. accountability for attacks on the nuclear sites are part of any future talks. Honestly, isn't this tiresome? Iran threatening something they can't enforce and can't do anything about. It's like it's all these people do. The Swiss eye a more attractive offer for Trump after tariff shock. Trump continues to bring the whole world to heel, and I'm kind of enjoying it. Trump administration moves to restore long-standing ban on taxpayer-funded abortions at VA hospitals. Here's a reminder that the demons took charge, and you got to promptly start paying for VA abortions. We are going to come back tomorrow to do it all again. That's all.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.